Blog Talk Radio.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord ever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord of all. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Truly, this is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If this is your first time with us, amen, we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, amen. Have a seat. Enjoy the services. Be fed. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. And continue to come back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we'll be celebrating our 12th year anniversary if the Lord tarry. Amen. The end of this year. Amen. And for this, we give God praise and glory and honor. We pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely holiday, a long weekend for some of you. Amen. And Labor Day. Amen. Some of us labored. Some of us ceased from our labor. Amen. Glory be to God. But regardless of what you did, we pray that Jesus was on your mind. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray that you're still holy. Still holy. Amen. Still faithful. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We're looking forward, amen, to this day and this week and all that the Lord has in it for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are embracing the gifts of the day. Hallelujah. And knowing that God is good all the time, And all the time, our Lord God, amen, he is good. Amen. Today, amen, we want to learn a little bit about Achan. And Achan has a story. Yeah, we all have a story. Amen. All of us have a story. That's the good part. Amen. We are all unique. We all have contributions. We all have gifts. And God has already wired us, amen, to do the assignment that we was put on this earth to do. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of us do fulfill it and some of us don't. Amen. Some of us die unfulfilled and some of us die fulfilled. Some of us die full and some of us die empty. Amen. But we all die. Amen. So Achan is dead. Amen. But he has a story. Amen. And the Lord has placed his story in the Bible. Amen. For a reason. Every story is in the Bible for a reason, amen, that we might learn from it, that we might be edified from it, so we might know, amen, what to do and know what not to do, amen. And so we praise the Lord. We want to thank God for, amen, our sister, amen, coming forth today. And it just amazes me. It just amazes me, amen, as she is I really did not expect her to be to come forth today, and as much as she's scheduled for her surgery tomorrow morning, and where most people will be under the covers somewhere, most people will be depressed, most people will be, you know, Pastor, please leave me alone type situation, you know what I mean? But not this one, not this woman. Amen. This woman here, and not only that, she is up in faith. Amen. Her faith is in God. She knows she has the victory, and she knows her purpose, and she's willing. That's the most important thing. She is willing. Not only is she able, she's willing. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present the other, our sister Kathy Smith. Amen. Glory be to God as she comes forth in her own way. Amen. To share with us, amen, her insight on Achan. Amen. If you don't know who Achan is, just listen in and you'll find out. And to God be praised. Good morning, Sister Kathy. Amen. Are you there?
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. How are you this morning?
I'm exceedingly well. My God, you sound strong and vibrant and ready to go. I love it. I love it. I love it. God bless you.
Bless the Lord this morning.
God bless you.
Amen as well. And thank you as always for such a wonderful introduction. I love you. I love you so much. So to God be the glory, honor, and all of the praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And I just thank and praise God for this morning. I thank him for this story of Achan. As I had time, Pastor, thank you so much for giving me the time that I've had with my study over him. And I just say good morning to everyone who is on the line, especially to you, Apostle Dr. Bradford. I give so much respect to and I love you for all of your inspiration, all of your encouragement, and just keeping me in your prayers and on your mind. I am so grateful. So to God be the glory, I ask the Lord to please let the meditation of my mouth be acceptable in his sight, because God is my strength and he is my redeemer. So the story begins in Joshua, and that's in Joshua chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. And I'm reading out of the King James Version, which says, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass and a cursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, and the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took their cursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent the men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east of Bethel, and spake unto him, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there they went up and thither to for about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate of Shabarim and smote them in going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the ground upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua, alas, O Lord God, wherefore thou hast thou at all brought his people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we have been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan? O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ us around and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said to Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned. And they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have taken the accursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Let me just stop here and say accursed means cursed, that you are cursed. So as it goes on, neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall bring according to your tribes, and it shall be the tribe in which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. So I want to go down to where Joshua sent the messages up, Econ. So Joshua said to Econ, my son, I give thee glory, the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Econ answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 2 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent the messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them in the midst of the tent and brought them to Joshua and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Econ, the son of Zerah, and silver, and a garment, and wedge of gold, and his sons and daughters, and oxes, and asses, and the sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with the stones. And they raised over him a heap of stones unto the day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. And so now I just read to you in your hearing from the book of the King James Version of the Bible. And so what I took away from that, as I broke it down, so in the beginning we say Zerah, the tribe of Judah, is a figure who appears in the book of Joshua in the Hebrew Bible in connection with the fall of Jericho and the conquest of Ai. His name was given in Achar, as Achar in Chronicles, that's 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 7 refers to Achan as the trouble of Israel, who broke faith in the manner of devoted thing. Achan betrayed his people by hiding the treasure from Jericho and hid it under his tent. Accursed, which means cursed, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing among you. The preceding chapter gave us an account of Israel's besieging Jericho and of the falling of the walls of the fenced city by the marvelous display of the power of the Almighty God, upon which it is added the close of this chapter. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all of the country, and yet one of the first then acquainted with the progress of his history. The defeat he met with his attempt against with great concern, Ai, a city about 9 miles west of Jericho. The unhappy defeat filled Joshua with great concern, insomuch that he rent his clothes and fell upon his face before the Lord and put dust upon his head, continuing all day in fasting and praying. God saw the sincerity of his prayer, notwithstanding the imperfections tended it, and led Joshua into true reasons of Israel that fled before their enemies. Israel has sinned. They have taken the accursed thing. Therefore, they could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore unless you remove the accursed thing in the midst of Israel. Was Achan's sin. So, in number one, as a bullet point, we said sin is an accursed thing. Number two, the sin thing is too often in the midst of people when engaged in war. Number three, they must take away the accursed thing from among them if they hope upon just grounds to stand before their enemies. Quantity of silver and betrayed Babylonian garment from Jericho is in contravention, and that means to violate the law or treaty, contravention of Joshua, directive of all silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron, and consecrated it, which is being made sacred unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury. Finally, the Lord shall trouble you this day. We get that from Joshua chapter 7, verse 25. Achan and his household were then stoned. And so the Lord turned from his fierceness of his anger. And that we took from Joshua chapter 7, verse 26. Thus is the end and the reading of the story of Achan. You know, sometimes when we could relate this story to things that happen in real life, although we're not in war, that this would happen. But sometimes you may even go with someone, a friend, into the store, and that friend may take something from the store. He has stolen something. So once he gets caught before going out the door of that store, and that security guard comes and stops him and say, wait a minute, now you took something that didn't belong to you. You yourself feel violated as well, because you didn't know this person was going to do something so dishonest. So I could imagine that Joshua, who sent them up, he had the responsibility of these men that he sent up to go and check things out at Ai to make sure that they could go up and they would be able to be in war together. Yet one of his own who went up stole this treasure and he hid it under his tent. But God knew, because God knows all. He sees all and he knows all. And that's why God could tell him, wait a minute, well, the one person that you have among you is a curse. And now that has reflected everyone. So he said, you have to get rid of that thing because, see, he couldn't even stand to look his enemies in the face. They had to turn their backs because of what happened, because that meant that now they were all looked upon as being wrong for what Econ did. He stole, and he then also he hid it. So that's when the Lord let Joshua know, you couldn't go, no, you have to get rid of that thing. So Joshua had to, no other choice but to go and confront him. Like, yeah, we know that you took it. What did you do? Don't lie to me. Tell me, what did you do? And that's when Econ came and he said, oh, he came clean and told him that he took this treasure and he hid it up under his tent. So, and sure enough, when Joshua sent someone up there, there it was. So you see in the end what happened, because back in those days, yep, they believe in stoning people to death. Poor Stephen. They believe in stoning people to death. And you see what happened, you know, it stoned him and all of his household, and then they burned them up. Burned them up. That was a horrible death then that he did by being dishonest and taking something that didn't belong to him. So I pray that everyone got something out of this lesson, because truly it was really, it inspired me, as all the Bible stories. And as you said, Apostle, earlier, that these stories that are in the Bible, but I said, imagine that. All of the people that God picked out to even put them in their story in the Bible. And this Bible goes generations to generations, has gone through 42 our generations as through the story, even leading up to our Lord and our Savior. But it's just amazing. It's amazing. And when you read these stories, you know, no matter what it is or whose story it is, you can always relate it to something that is going on in our lives, or something that we see and know that is going on in today's word. So I just thank and praise God for his word, and I thank him for having this story brought in. I thank you, Apostle, for asking me to elaborate on Econ. I've just been waiting. I know the Lord changed the program last week, but I was prepared and I was waiting just to be able to bring forth the elaboration upon about him. I talked to my pastor about it, and he came back and he said, Sister Cassie, what did you say? Who did you say? And I told him, I said, and it's Econ. It's spelled A-C-H-A-N. So at first I believed it was, I was saying Akon, but then I looked it up, and the pronunciation is Econ. So I thank and praise God for this, and I thank and praise God for you all, and I thank you for your time and your attention this morning. And back to you now, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen. And God bless you. Amen. What a wonderful elaboration on Econ. Amen. Thank you for correcting me, and I'm sure you're right on that. Amen. Glory be to God. And your enthusiasm and your delivery and waiting to bring it forth. Amen. You know, that's a different testimony. Amen. Glory be to God. Waiting. Amen. To do the work of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How encouraging. I got so many bullet points in your elaboration today about Econ and the accursed thing. That the accursed thing is that forbidden thing. Ooh, my God, something running all through me here. That forbidden thing. And glory be to God. And then you came back and said that sin is a cursed thing, because we know sin is forbidden. It is the forbidden fruit. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you said another huge thing. The only way to stand before our enemy, I thought that was so awesome. Because a lot of times we want God to deliver us from our enemies, and we want to, you know what I mean, and want deliverance and want protection, but we walking in it with the accursed thing. You the enemy. You the enemy. You God's enemy. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. And then it also shows, as you brought that wonderful elaboration, one bad apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
One bad apple. One bad apple. I forgot how that saying goes, but we know that the whole basket of apples is bad because of one.
Yeah.
One bad person. Amen. In the center. One bad person in your company. One bad person in the ministry. One bad person in the schoolhouse. One bad person.
Yeah,
one bad person.
Yeah.
My God. And then we saw how the story ends. Not only was he stoned, his whole family went down with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, his whole household.
What is that saying to the women? Mm-hmm. Women, you better be careful who you're hooking up with. And vice versa. The wife was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
The children was innocent.
Yes.
But they went down. They went down, amen, with the one bad apple. My God, Jesus, have mercy. Beloved, amen, we want to thank God for this word today. Amen. And we need to examine ourselves and ask God, if you find anything in me that shouldn't be, God, root it out and heal me. However that song go, make your own song. Just talk to the Lord. Father God, am I walking with the accursed thing? Am I engaging in that accursed thing, that forbidden thing? Father God, search me, Lord. Search my heart. Glory be to God. So that we can, amen, repent. Amen. Turn from that while there's still time. Sin has consequences. Sin has got, God would be unjust if God did not serve consequences to his word. The choice is ours, but the consequences belong to the Lord. And we know we have all walked in the accursed. We're talking to this elaboration today is for all of those who are still walking with the accursed. All right. That's everyone who is not born again. And for us believers, quote unquote, still dibbing and dabbing, amen, still in and out, amen, entertaining bad thoughts, unforgiveness in our hearts, jealousy, envy, whatever the case is, all that is forbidden. All that is forbidden. The Bible says the curse causes will not come. Let me say this as we go into prayer and we close out this morning. The Bible says here, when a man's ways, you know, started something, Sister Kathy. Wait a minute. I just got to find this scripture right here. Wait a minute. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies. You can find it in Proverbs 16:7. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, that means that man is not walking, that woman is not walking in the accursed. Sookie, baby. He said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And that is the word of God. And God is not a man and God is not a liar. So what happens if you are not pleasing God? What happens if you are walking in the accursed thing and refuse to let it go, refuse to repent, refuse to turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you figure. You don't even need a kindergarten can figure that one out. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kathy. Amen. We are believing God for absolute victory. Amen. And your procedure tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, there be no malpractice. There be no premature death. There be no, amen, incidents, no mistakes. Amen. The right hospital, the right doctor, the right anesthesiologist, the right, everything right in the name of Jesus. Angels going before you, preparing the way, glory be to God, amen, coming home in a timely fashion, a speedy recovery, and giving God all the praise. We bind absolute every spirit of retaliation. Amen. Hallelujah. That would try to interfere. Every spirit that would try to steal your testimony, we shut it down now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And it is so. And it is so. Thank you. Amen. You gave us much to meditate on today as we think about Econ. It ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it. It's not even worth it. That's the bottom line. We can sum it all up and say, it ain't worth it. Amen. Hey, glory be. And you know what? And I know you have your own title, but that's my takeaway. I'm putting it here on my notes. Amen. It's not worth it. That's the bottom line. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Be encouraged.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your prayers, Apostle, and thank everyone for praying for me. To God be the glory. I know the Lord is going to meet me there, and I pray I now know I have the faith that he's going to bring me through this like he brought me through that. So in Jesus' name, I thank you all. God bless you.
I love it. So he brought me through this, he'll bring me through that. That's a song. Amen. God bless you. Not only is the Lord going to meet you there, Sister Kathy, the Lord is already there.
Yes.
He is already there. Yet you bringing him with you. You know, you just that's what you call, amen, just in the blessing. Just dipped in the blessing. Amen. Everywhere you turn, you're blessed. Amen. And here we live, we move, and we have our being. Amen. God bless you and be encouraged.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Amen. If you're just signing in, you missed it. Amen. You missed a wonderful elaboration. Amen. On Econ. Amen. Coming out of the book of Joshua, chapter number 7, talking about the accursed thing. And it might behoove you to do a little research, listen to the replay of this message. Amen. And if you can't say amen, say ouch. Amen. And let the Lord help you while there's still time. Amen. While there's still time. In Jesus' name. In form of announcements today, amen, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 noon and then back at 9 o'clock, Lord's willing. We invite you to come and meet us there. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Amen. Let us pray with you. Amen. We ask that you would please call at the top of the hour. All visitors are welcome. Amen. We welcome you. We have anointed prayer warriors. Amen. Who will pray and intercede for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. So we're at the prayer altar every day, Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock. Amen. We're not there on holidays. Amen. And then 9 o'clock. All right. Other than Wednesdays, which is normally our Bible study night. But I think we're doing something a little bit different this week. Amen. But nevertheless, amen. Lord's willing, amen, we will resume our social media, 5 a.m. prayer, Lord's willing, this week. We will be resuming that Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Amen. And we invite you to come and join us. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. I believe that is it. If you have never, ever, ever given Jesus Christ your heart and invited Jesus to come in as your Lord and Savior, today is your day. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Just invite a man. It could be something simple. There's no script, amen, or verbatim, something you have to say exactly. You just want to ask God to forgive you of your sins and invite Jesus to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, to save you of your sins, and to give you the will to follow him and live for him for the rest of your life. And I declare If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And at that moment, when you give your life to Christ, amen, hallelujah, God swipes you out of the kingdom of darkness and immediately adopts you into the kingdom, amen, his kingdom. It's the greatest miracle in the universe, amen, and you are now, amen, a part of God's family. If you just gave your life to Christ, we want to welcome you in. Amen. The angels are rejoicing and we are rejoicing too. Amen. Reach out to us at lifewayjesus.org. Let us know that you gave your life to Jesus so we can pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And help you any way we can help you that you may can grow spiritually. Amen. And mature in his kingdom. All right. It's going to be a good day. I hear some liquid sunshine hitting on the windowsill. Some of you call it rain. I call it liquid sunshine. Amen. The sun is always shining. Amen. So we want to thank God for the raindrops. Amen. We need the rain. Amen. And so we want to thank God for it. Amen. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, help us not to lean to our own understanding. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Thank you, Father God. Father, we pray that you would bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve tonight, today, tonight. Anoint them, Father. Anoint them, bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Every person under the sound of my voice, we thank you for them. Every person that's a part of this ministry, Father God, we thank you for them. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Not unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Again, we want to thank our Minister Kathy, amen, for serving and that wonderful elaboration today, and we'll thank each and every one of you, amen, for your participation. Amen. Everybody walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda signing out. Amen. God bless.
Has not this been just divine today? Has not this been heavenly today? Why don't you just give God a great big round of applause?